आइरे प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। सो यस्टरडे we have seen in Amrit Vela series the role of Bap Dada at Amrit Vela and responsibilities of children. So Bap Dada has fixed the time of Amrit Vela specially for Brahmins. Today Baba says, the father gives love equally to everyone from Amrit Vela onwards. He gives the children number one love. Therefore, Amrit Vela is kept specially for children, because the Amrit Vela is the beginning of the day. Those children who imbibe the father's love in their hearts from Amrit Vela onwards are not attracted by any other love, because their hearts are full of godly love. Those who do not fill their hearts completely with love but leave it even a little empty are still attracted by the many forms of love by Maya, either in the form of other people or in the form of material comforts. So Baba is saying that Baba's love is impartial. Baba is loving everyone equally. Not just that, he is giving every child number one love. And as we saw yesterday, Amrit Vela is the time for children, and later on is the cue for devotees. So those children who imbibe the father's love at Amrit Vela are not attracted by any other love, because their hearts are full of godly love. So, long back, Greek philosopher Aristotle had coined a term, and it was called, the English translation of that is, nature abhors vacuum, horror vacuum. It means nature doesn't like any space to remain empty. So whatever is empty is filled with something or other. So also with our hearts. If our hearts are not filled with love of God, immediately our heart would get filled with some other love. And Baba is saying here, love by Maya. So Amrit Vela is the time to fill the heart with love of God. Amrit Vela is the time when we drench our hearts in that ocean of love of God, so that throughout the day no other love attracts us. And if you don't do this, then something or other will keep on attracting us throughout the day. So, two things cannot stay at one place. Either there would be God or Maya. So Baba is saying, Amrit Vela is the best time to fill your hearts with love of God. The more you fill your hearts with this divine love, you remain safe. Maya will not attack you. Maya will not get attracted towards you. You will not get attracted towards Maya. And this love of God will act as a fort. So, what should we do so that the moment we get up at Amrit Vela, our heart gets filled with this love of God? So, divine love is very unique in this world. No other love can be compared with this divine love. In fact, when we use the word love, we It only means love of God. But as you all know, this is the most misused word in the world. Love is bodiless. Love has nothing to do with body. And what the worldly people call love is in fact not the love, but a misnomer or a misinterpretation of their passion, of their attachment. And those who are attached have really no idea about what is real love, what is divine love, what is platonic love. So, getting up in the morning and filling the heart with divine love, and once you do this, then the whole day one is safeguarded. So, Baba says, find out what are the different forms of Maya, what are the different ways Maya attracts you, and if you don't do this, probably you will get trapped. So there are two tasks. First, to fill the heart with love of God in the morning, and second, to know what are the different love Maya presents in front of us, and we are caught in that. Baba is saying, be aware, be attentive. So we'll see, first of all, the second part of it. What are the few things by which Maya tempts us, Maya attracts us? If the heart is not filled with the love of God, the love of Maya will come. So Maya presents us with different temptations. And the first thing that comes in our way is the love of persons, people, individuals. So when the heart is empty, so naturally we will get attracted towards some person, either some speciality of that person, some virtue of that person, or some skill, or even the physical appearance. But when the heart is filled with deep love of God, we would never even think of any other person. Our mind would remain in that stable and constant ekra stage, where we are thinking only about Baba, where we are thinking about what Baba has given me, what treasures I have, what knowledge he has given me, or I would be keeping on churning about the knowledge. But when such a thing is not there, then definitely throughout the day, some person would attract me. I would be drawn to some person. I would be tempted to speak, to communicate, to make the contacts deep, or a sense of familiarity might develop. So that is the first form of Maya that can come to me, persons. The second form of Maya is thing, or objects, or different paraphernalia of Maya. Some or other thing might attract me. That could be any physical object. If I find something attractive, I would love to have it. For example, if you see somebody is carrying some attractive thing, I would be tempted to see it. That might be a cell phone, that might be a purse, that might be some object of scientific invention, and so on. So, these things will attract me. The moment I see a particular thing which I don't have and somebody else has, I would feel as if I should have it. And another thing about it is that the moment I get it, I lose attraction for it. Then I want something else which I don't have. So this is human nature. We always crave for those things which we don't have and which others have. And once we get them, their importance belittles for us. So definitely this is another thing which we can get attracted towards. Second thing. The third thing is post. Some position. Everybody desires fame. Everybody desires deep in the heart a sense of appreciation, recognition, acknowledgement, or some higher post. So that satisfies the ego, that satiates the deep emptiness within, but which is again a temporary thing. So when the heart is empty and there's nothing within, then the heart is tempted to seek post, to seek position, to seek fame, to seek name, to seek appreciation, to seek acknowledgement. And that itself again becomes a trap. Other thing that attracts is wealth. You know that whatever wealth we have, Baba has told us that utilize it for yajna, utilize it for seva, keep something for yourself, utilize it for your family, keep something for future and so on. But when that love of God diminishes within our heart, the only object of life becomes wealth. And it is a mad goo. It's a mad cutthroat competition or wild goose chase. And we are lost in this. So wealth occupies the heart. And when the heart is filled with love of God, we always think about the divine wealth. We always think about the wealth of knowledge. How can we increase? And when such a thing is not there, our mind, our heart is engaged in thinking of hoarding wealth, money, and so on. The other thing that attracts the heart throughout the day when it is empty is taste. The whole day we are busy in thinking about what to eat and what not to eat, as if we have become Brahmins only for eating. The definition of the yogi includes one important thing, and that is self-control. And if you can control your tongue, if you can control your taste, all the other senses would automatically come under control. So taste is a very important thing. Taste can make us body conscious, and to go beyond taste is again a sign of soul consciousness. So definitely food is needed, food we want, but then food should not become the only object of our life for which we survive. So food itself sometimes can become Maya. All the time thinking about food, all the time thinking about preparation of food, all the time thinking about serving, all the time thinking about varieties, dishes. The time is critical. And our time is going, and the time is going to become more critical. We do not know what is stored in the womb of time. How difficult the future is going to become. Just as these delicate moments as of now, where there is fear, where there is a sense of horror, a sense of insecurity in the air, so also this fear, this insecurity is going to increase day by day. So all the dependencies that we have, gradually we would have to do something to get rid of them. You know, there are about four types of hunger. The first hunger is physical hunger. The second is emotional hunger, mental hunger, and spiritual hunger. Physical hunger is the first. Second is emotional, third is mental, fourth is spiritual. Gradually, we have to get rid of all the dependencies. Gradually, we have to understand that body lives not just by food, but by some other divine energy which is there in the universe. So unless and until we plug into that divine nutritional channel, probably our life would remain at a very lower level, thinking only about taste and food. So when the heart is not filled with divine love, it gets attracted towards taste. The other thing that attracts us throughout the day is familiarity. This again, as we covered in the topic of person, but still, familiarity is something which is very much similar to spiritual friendship. Within the Brahmin family only, we become very much familiar with somebody. And then the game of expectations and hopes and breaking of hope starts. So it's better that we remain or we maintain loving and detached relationship with one and all within this Brahmin family also. So that's the sixth type of Maya that we can come across throughout the day. The other thing is Laukik family. Though we have become Nashto Moha or conqueror of attachment, but sometimes this Laukik family itself can become a source of Maya for each one of us. So there are many souls here, and we know that their whole family is in Gyan. But again, a strong attachment within the Laukik family can develop. So there are two categories: those families who are in Gyan, those families who are not in Gyan. So whether they are in Gyan or not, that doesn't matter. One can still, after becoming Brahmin, can get deeply attached to family. So that itself can again become Maya. And especially when the heart is not filled with divine love of God. Other thing is digital Maya. And you all know that this is again becoming more and more concern nowadays, where everybody is busy online. So as we used to talk earlier regarding physical health, mental health, intellectual health, spiritual health, social health, now I think we should be forced to talk about digital wellness or digital health. How healthy I am digitally, or I am hooked all the time to net, to social media. So what is the what we call the timings of my digital involvement? It should not happen that the time which we should devote to churning of knowledge, the time which we should devote to seva, or the time which we should devote to yoga is going waste in unnecessary, wasteful surfing. So digital Maya is again a type of Maya. Other thing is about ego, subtle ego. Subtle ego of our specialities, of the skills which we possess. This itself can become Maya. Baba has told time and again that whatever skills you have got, they are all the gifts from God. So if I don't do Amrit Vela, or if my Amrit Vela is very poor, if my Amrit Vela is very weak, or if I am at Amrit Vela, I am not concentrated, and I don't fill my heart with love of God, so naturally I would get egoistic. There is every chance that I get egoistic about my skills, my specialties, my virtues, and I forget that these are all God's gift and they tempt me, and I get lost in the world of egoistic desires. So that itself can become a Maya. Other thing that can tempt me throughout the day is this sightseeing business. I want to see this, I want to see that, I want to go here, I want to go there. And if we are told just to sit at one place and do nothing, it becomes a very difficult thing. But a time is going to come when we won't be able to go outside anywhere, and we will have to sit at home and just devote ourselves to do yoga. So this itself again can become Maya. So, and one more, maybe last, fashion. Though we live a very simple lifestyle Our clothings are very simple, but still, sometimes we get tempted or unattracted towards worldly fashion. So I have kept it the last. So Baba is saying there today, those who do not fill their hearts completely with love, but leave it even a little empty, are still attracted by the many forms of love by Maya, either in the form of some people or in the form of material comforts. So comforts and conveniences. We know that a time is going to come when all these things would not remain. And Baba has warned us multiple times in the past also. So we need to learn this sense of deep satisfaction, as in today's Avyakta Murli also Baba said, you should remain satisfied and you have to remain satisfied. You have to satisfy others. Don't disturb and don't get disturbed by others. So it is a very short story about a boy who comes home and he tells his mother, Mommy, I have drama in my school and I hope that I get a very good part. I want to take part in that drama. And the mother is very much hopeful that her child would get some good part to play in that drama. And she expects that he should get the part of a main character or a hero in that drama, or at least some important character who will have a long screen time. So the child is also enthusiastic, mother is also enthusiastic. And the next day, the child comes home and the mother asks, what part you got in that drama? The child says, mother, I have got a very important part in that drama. And the mother says, what part you got in that drama? And the child says, mama, I got the part of clapping. I got the part of encouraging others. So see, this boy is not at all unhappy. This boy is not at all sorrowful that he got the part of audience. Rather, look at the way of his expression. He is saying, Mommy, I got the part of clapping and cheering up. So that should be our spirit. So, coming back to Amrit Vela. Amrit Vela, Baba says, has been specially kept for we children, and that's the beginning of the day. If we can make Amrit Vela very powerful, the whole day will become powerful and we will not get attracted to any love. So when the heart is filled with that divine love, Maya will not pull us. And how to create that divine love within us? The moment you get up in the morning, create thoughts of divine love. Think of what Baba has done for me. Think of this Brahmin family. Think of Madhuban. Think of this divine knowledge. Think of what I was before and what I have become now. So all these things will gradually fill the heart with divine love. Or you can even, the moment you get up after saying good morning, you can just read few lines of Murli or few stanzas of Avyakta Murlis. And then you can begin your Amrit Vela. First with those little churnings and then gradually starting your yoga. So when the heart is filled with love of God, we will not get attracted to any person, any object, any desire for post position, any mad chase for wealth or any self-indulgence of taste or familiarity or laukikta or laukik family or digital indulgence or this ego world or this nature of being a vagabond and moving here and there. All the hungers, physical, emotional, mental hunger, or even the cellular hunger would get quenched if we fill the heart with divine love at Amrit Vela. Cha, Om Shanti.